life.
Is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. Folks, for any reason, let's just say you have an urge and you got to talk to Jake or Bradley. We understand.
Those urges.
Totally. 1-877-807-9977. Any biblical, constitutional questions? That's what the Sons of Liberty are, were, and at present are.
And currently are.
Yes. Correct. Do you think they had tattoos, though?
I know they had long hair.
Well, they did, but they were wigs. Because a lot of them were bald.
Some of them, though, actually grew out their own authentic hair.
I think, like George Washington, because when you go to his place in D.C.
They have a lock.
Yeah, they have a lock of his hair.
Yep.
We actually went to a museum here in St. Paul, Minnesota, where they had his teeth.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Boy, that's pretty rotten to the core, isn't it? To take his teeth out of his...
Check out George's teeth, dude. Look!
But that's the great appeal.
That's true.
His teeth.
Yeah, those fake teeth.
Where was Crest then?
Where was what?
Crest then.
Oh, Crest.
You know, it's like those people that say the world is overpopulated.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay, well, then let's deal with the problem and get rid of you first.
That's right. You'd be the first one. Oh, not me. It's different kind of people.
Is it not true that every person on this planet could live in Jacksonville, Florida alone with 14 square feet? It's a fact, friends. Overpopulation.
Yeah, that's that populace.
It's like these people that come in and say, these environmentalists, we need more oxygen. We need to get rid of the people. Yes. You just hold on yourself.
Save the rainforest.
Yes. We need to save the earth, Mother Earth, but we need to get rid of the people. Mm-hmm. Let's eradicate 3,700 babies a day and let the American people fall for it.
Call it a right.
Right, right. Yeah. It's interesting. These people, they just come along with these new ideas. Al Gorps. Mm-hmm. You know Al Gore?
Gorpy.
Yeah. Al Corpse. He looks like a walking corpse. But they have these new ideas. Well, what did we do for 6,000 years before you got here, dude?
Well, he was on the moon. He was on the moon then.
Was he?
And then Neil Armstrong picked him
up. Maybe that's why they're talking about Mars now, is because the moon didn't work.
That's right.
Now they're wanting to go over that.
They breed special people
they do.
On Mars.
Okay, now do you want to talk about this really quick? Because CAIR, C-A-I-R, is over in foreign countries blaming America or our embassy. By the way, the embassy ambassador for the United States was a homosexual. That Muslim country that executes homosexuals actually raped him before they killed him. How did that work? That's some pretty messed up stuff, isn't it? But they raped him before they killed him. And I told you, I was suspect. I said, that boy's a homosexual. He was a homosexual. Why would they send a homosexual ambassador into a Muslim nation, knowing all the well that they will execute homosexuals? And Christians, by the way, homosexuals. What do you think of that? Isn't that crazy?
Sounds like.
But they want freedom of expression here.
Yeah.
Honor killings, beat their women,
freedom of
kill
Islam
Christians. Too, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we have CAIR now blaming America. Folks, CAIR, C-A-I-R, out of America, is blaming America for a lack of respect to Muslims in that country. Now, it's interesting. I don't know if it's just me, but September 11th, wasn't that about radical Muslims killing 3,000 Americans? And we have CAIR in the United States trying to justify. Well, this is a part of the Trojan horse, friends. If you'd like to see this article expressed in all the details.
You can go right to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. You can find it on our homepage. There's a little Facebook icon up there, and you want to like the page, and you'll get stories every single day, folks.
Yeah.
But with answers.
You see, what they're doing is they're decrying. 10 years ago, we were attacked by supposed Muslim radicals, and now we're supposed to respect their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in essence, from what I'm hearing from these guys is tell them, oh, man, we'll show you respect for what you did to our towers.
Well, just like you played yesterday when Obama's giving his little appeal.
Well, we know that the Muslims are upset about this movie.
Yeah, yeah. He's apologizing to them that just killed four Marines and an American ambassador.
And we can understand why they did this.
And now CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, is blaming you, America, for the riots. They're blaming you for the ambassador and the four Marines getting killed over there in Muslim nations. Wow. How's that working out? But divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And who's doing it? The state-run media is. Ah. So what do you think of that? All right. I got to get to some serious business, but we will take Randall from Florida. All right. Randall, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, it's a privilege. Thank you for taking me. I got 2 points that seems like this state-run media doesn't want to cover. The first one was, I don't see if y'all could kind of like delve deeper into this these two subjects. The first one is Obama's first executive order, which gives him basically executive privilege to safeguard his personal records from being disclosed to we the people.
He's actually spent millions of dollars in keeping them in secret, by the way, but go ahead.
Right. Well, it doesn't seem like, you know, the media doesn't cover. They want to know why they don't know enough about who this person is, but all you got to do is look at his first executive order and read it.
Yeah.
I mean, because that first executive order was all about transparency. He wanted to be transparent with the American people that he was a liar, a thief, and a crook, and he was un-American. That's pretty transparent to
That's
me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the second point.
Oh, and by the way, Randall, just for your information, can you show me that in the Constitution?
Yeah,
the executive
we're
privilege.
A president? Can...
I mean, I'm going to pull an executive privilege to go ahead and break the law whenever I feel like it.
Oh.
Unconstitutional, un-American, it's against the law, America.
And not a delegate
Clearly.
Power. Not a
That's
delegate
right.
Power at all.
Thank
exactly,
you.
Exactly, but we as citizens of the United States, law-abiding citizens, I should mention.
Mm-hmm.
We have a right to have Obama's Freedom of Information Act, so we can know who this person is.
Correct.
That's right, Randall.
Correct.
And if anybody tries to go against it in the state-run media, they got a lawsuit on them, you know, from the DOJ.
Yeah.
You know? And the second point is, where it goes right into that, is...
Hang on a second, Randall. What I'm going to do is I got to take a break in 1 minute. I'm going to hold you over to the next one because you're saying a lot of stuff that the American people need to understand, so I need to explain it, okay?
All right.
When the state-run media lays us, or the DOJ lays a lawsuit against the law that they themselves are supposed to enforce and magnify, you have a crime syndicate. And we've already seen this with the DOJ clearly. Attorney General... being held in contempt by the Congress. Congress is us, America.
That's right. That's the power.
The only way that they're going to get away with what they're getting away with right now, and they're not, by the way, is when the American people roll over in the 312 million ratio and say, go ahead, you couple few criminals in government. You do what you want to do. It's when the American people say, we have had it. They stand up and they demand justice. That's when we're going to get it. Randall, we're going to pick you up right after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Florida. This is what I'm trying to, what Randall is sharing with the people right now is exactly what I've been trying to tell people for 12 years now on the radio. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Executive privilege, friends, is unconstitutional. Do you understand why over the last five decades they haven't taught you your constitution? Because criminals and tyrants are scared to death of you having the information. Remember the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Tyrants don't want you to have the knowledge of what your constitution says, because that's what limits them in their powers given to them by we, the people. That's important. And church, this is why the Lord Jesus Christ said, beware of the leaven of Herod, the Herodians, government talk. When you listen to conservative radio talk, 95% of what they talk about is policy. It's not even law. When you incite the Constitution, that's why you never hear Constitution in their conversation. And if you do, it's very little, because if they were to talk about the Constitution and the laws of the land, there would be nothing to talk about. See, so conservatives, yep, these big name, these big wigs, man, they rely upon the stupidity of the American people to just talk. They want to debate away the pith and marrow of who we are through policy. Friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And in this particular situation, you can go ahead and throw Randall back up. If they get you asking the wrong questions, Randall, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And that's my answer for executive order. It's unconstitution, it's un-American, it's unillegal. And when the American people figure that out, they're going to stop this man in his tracks. What? When the Congress doesn't move and a president says, I'm going to go above their heads regardless? No, wait a second. You work for us, we the people, and our voice is Congress, Mr. President. And if the church in America would get a hold of the fact that we are not to give ourselves over to tyranny and evil, we're to be overcome with good, not evil. And the purpose of government is to establish the good, not the evil. But what happens when they begin to establish the evil? It's time to throw off tyrants and reestablish who we are. That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. And folks, for those that are saying, you know what, that sounds a little rebellious. Rebellious towards who? Who's tyrants or God? Rebellious towards who? Tyrants or God? I'm not the one breaking the law. And Randall has rightly said, we're law-abiding citizens. Well, what happens when government is not being ruled by the law anymore? That is the definition of tyranny. And that's what we're dealing with. But Randall, go ahead with your second point.
Okay, the second point is, and thank you for elaborating on that a lot more eloquent than I can. The second point is on the Fast and Furious, there's a video out there, and it doesn't seem like any of the mainstream government-ran media, they definitely don't want to touch it, but even pretty much what I call like underground or kind of like underground media that is not afraid of speaking the truth,
right.
They don't really go into detail about the Fast and Furious and this video that's online that everybody can just go online and, you know, I don't advocate, you know, sending traffic to people's personal sites, but that's not what this is about. This is about saving our country.
Right.
You know, basically you can look it up, Project Gunrunner, a.k.a. Fast and Furious. Now, this was a DOJ, Deputy DOJ, Deputy Attorney General Ogden's own briefing in March of 2009, which is on the Internet, okay, openly declaring they're going to embolden further Project Gunrunner and actually allocate funds, and they're directed by the president to do such.
That's right. That's why there was a media blackout, by the way, because the state-run media, for those that didn't know, just recently, it was probably about a month and a half ago, New York Times came out and declared the truth, and they said that everything that comes out of the Obama administration through the state-run media is first vetted by Obama and his administration. Folks, that's exactly what Benito Mussolini used to do. This is the setting up of a dictatorship, and what he does is he has the corporate state-run media emboldening him to do what he's doing, empowering him to do what he's doing. But the good thing is the American people are awake to it. 21% poll approvings of the ratings of the media and the state-run media. In other words, people aren't listening to the garbage. And the thing is when we begin to understand what's really going on here, folks, there really is a battle going on for your country right now. And when the Department of Justice commits crimes intended to be brought against the American people, well, I don't need to say anything more than that, do I, Jake?
No, the end of it is you've got the criminals in the office with the badges. You take the badges off of them, put it on those that can honor that office and that can also be trusted in that office, and you throw the criminals in where? I mean, where do you and I go when we break them? We go to jail.
That's right.
They can't either.
And Randall, the good news here is the American people right now are demanding answers. They're not sitting down and saying that was good enough for us.
Yeah.
You have the fox in the chicken coop to the congressional investigation saying, oh, you know, the ethics committee, man, they said he didn't do anything wrong. I know they're protecting each other, and everybody in this country knows it, and they know what their intent was. And if the American people love their country, and the price that's been paid to establish what we have today through the natural and the spiritual, our veterans and Jesus Christ, they're not going to tolerate crime at all. And if we truly love our freedom, we're not going to tolerate any crime to attempt to eradicate any of that freedom that's been given unto us. And there's no getting around it. So I think it's a great point. But listen, don't lose heart, brother. The fact of the matter is let's see what comes of this, because ISA is more jacked, the one that's doing the congressional investigation right now, than he has been before. And he said, this doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Jake, you personally thought he was going to end up going to jail sooner or later.
Yeah, I do believe. I still believe that he will. I don't. with this report, I mean, this was the fox in the chicken coop again. And I'm not saying I'm putting my dependency upon a judge, but I am putting my dependency upon justice. And if justice is served, this man will either give the documents, A, which he's already had the time to. I still think they should throw him in jail anyhow.
Yes.
But if he doesn't, then he goes to jail. How in the world could any other outcome come out of this?
Yeah.
There is no other outcome unless you're in a completely backward society where up is down and down is up and justice
is injustice.
And that's
what they're trying to get the American people to believe, that snow is black. But,
yep.
Randall, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I really appreciate it. You know, I think as a pastor myself, I have to be very diligent in speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I kind of pride myself in, not to, you know, beat my own drum or whatever. But it seems like every open declaration from the liberal Democrat media, I have to go in and look and actually research the truth for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is disheartening how many American citizens have been deceived into allowing this to happen. And we are actually at war since this administration took over. They openly declared war on us office on a Latino radio program. And a lot of American citizens don't even know that either.
Yeah. You're talking about the La Raza?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Hey, for the sake of time, Randall, I got to get down to some serious business, and I praise God. Now, folks out in Florida, listen, you got a pastor calling in. He's standing up for the flock. We need that. Pastors need to stand up. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, pastors all over the country are going to start talking about who you need to vote for tomorrow. So you go ahead and check that out. Check out wallbuilders.com. But when we have pastors standing up for your flock, folks, those are the real pastors. And let me tell Randall something here, too, real quick. I want to encourage you, man. Look at your history. Those that preceded, well, you got the Mayflower Compact. They were Puritans. They came over here. Who preceded our forefathers? The Puritans did. We had something called the Black Regiment. It was the church. It was the preachers of the day that are the unsung heroes in our country, friends. They were the ones that stood up and they pointed the finger back at the tyrant and they said, these are the crimes that are being committed against you. And if it wasn't for those guys and God showing himself strong on their behalf, you would not have the country that you have today.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell all the atheists a little something here. Benjamin Franklin rightly said there was no such thing as an atheist during the foundation of this country. And why wouldn't there be? Because they seen the price that it cost to establish what we have today. And if America and this country loved what their veterans did for them so much, then go to Arlington Cemetery and pick up a Constitution and read it. And when you begin to read it, you're not going to tolerate even the smallest violation of law in any sense of the word. Liberty is given to do what you ought to do, not what you want to do. And Charles D. Marinsky was right when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. End of story. Government does not have the right to break the law through executive order. Not null, void. America, stand up. No more.
Nor does
it's
that
all going to stop when you obey God, America. That's what it comes down to.
You know,
and that's why God's under attack. What a joke.
What a joke.
He who spits against heaven, friends, will surely fall on his own back.
Andrew Jackson said there are no necessary evils in government. Well, it's just, you know, you take the good with the bad. No, that's not true. If evils exist, they only exist in government's abuses.
When I come back, I want to talk about the man that was in hell. And I want to talk about real love, and I want to talk about the prophet if I got time. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You're not doing bad.
Hey.
How am I doing?
Hey, you're doing excellent.
Thanks.
As usual.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network,
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy, erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Talking to our friend out in Florida that just called in, just high-fiving my bro that's willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. I just want to encourage you and let you know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The righteous are made bold as lions, and you will win the day in Jesus Christ. Don't you bow. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They didn't bow, so therefore they didn't burn, and the fourth man shows up. And Paul understood that. I understand that. And you know what, brother from Florida? You're going to understand that. So you just stay the course, and you keep doing what you're doing. And to the rest of the professors that sits back and watches guys like...
Way to go, way to go.
Yep, and you're a bunch of cheerleaders. It's, as we used to say, it's got to suck to be a spectator. Get in the fight because it's not surreal. It's very real.
Okay.
And by the looks of some of the professed Christians in America, you only encourage the enemy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you how good of a job you are at reassuring and encouraging the enemy by your effeminity.
I like the ones with the square glasses because they really got to put terror.
Now, the glasses are fine. I know there's kind of like a reoccurring theme with some of these youth pastors. They all look the same. It's like, did you guys like all... Get that? Did God like tell you guys all to get the same glasses or something?
Sort of fat.
Okay, let's go to Luke 16 really quick. Rich man in hell. I'm just going to get to the pith and the marrow of it. There was a poor man and there was a rich man. And when he was in hell, he says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. It was too late. The rich man didn't pay attention. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second here. But Abraham said, son, remember thou in thy lifetime receiveth good things, and likewise Lazarus, the poor guy, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. The man is in hell, pleading and saying, will you go warn my five brothers, so they don't end up in hell like I am. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. A great question to bring up. How do people say they're Christians when they don't even know the law of God? Mm-hmm. How many people profess to be Christians and they can't even recite three of the Ten Commandments? He that saith, I know him and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me. What are his commandments? Jesus said, I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The law is written in his heart, Isaiah 42, Hebrews 10. Right? Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law. He listened to it. He fulfilled it in every sense of the word. So what do we have here? We have a man that's in hell, and he was told, listen, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Folks, I want to remind you of something really quick here. In Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? He said, who do men say that I am to his disciples? This is Jesus. And they said, some say you are John the Baptist risen from the dead. See, church, you're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not of the carnal fallen state. Some said you are John the Baptist. Some Elijah, the one that called down fire. Woo. Whoa. And others Jeremiah or one of the prophets of old. Man, my scripture tells me that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. Man, what do I see? We just talked about this yesterday. What do I see in the professed church? What do I see to the conservative movement and the patriot movement? I see an effeminate spirit within the men, and I see the women standing up doing the job that the men should be doing. Now, I got all these women driving around right now, all the country right now, saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bradley, that's a little harsh. No, that's my Christ. Don't forget, friends, that he is God incarnate in the flesh. Don't forget, friends, that he's the man of war. Don't forget, friends, that he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Don't forget, friends, that he is the captain of our salvation. Don't forget, friends, that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus the Christ. And don't forget, friends, your American history, when our forefathers had flags flying during the revolution saying, no king but King Jesus, because he is a king. Not was, is, past and present, and always will be in Jesus' name. And every man and woman and child on this planet, past and present, will bow the knee and confess that my daddy is your daddy. Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. I want you to hear me, opposers. He is your daddy. I don't care if you like it or not. He is your daddy. And if you've seen what his son did, you would happily accept him for your daddy because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. And by the way, that is the pearl the church has. Christ crucified right there on the spot. Let me talk about love real quick. Bradley, where's the love? Where was the love? Well, let me tell you where the love is. Look at the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's right. It's demonstrated.
Totally. Leviticus 19:17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not allow sin upon your brother. Sin, transgression of the law. Not missing the mark. Where did you come up with that, friends? Did your pastor tell you that? Because you didn't read your Bible? Sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. It's the breaking of God's Ten Commandments, his moral law. Not ceremonial law, friends. Don't get them confused. There's ceremonial and moral law. Christ fulfilled both. But nowhere did Christ abrogate the moral law of God. Nowhere, anyhow. 2 Chronicles 19:10, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. Whoo! So much for these hellfire preachers, huh? I'll tell you what, boy, you're going to go to down south. You're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell. You're going to go to no. You're going to go to hell. Really? I don't see Jesus doing that.
Nope.
Although, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, nobody warned of hell more than Christ did. Yes, that's true. But Christ didn't teach people that they are to fear hell. They're to fear God. And I'm not talking about a diabolical fear. I'm talking about a filial fear, a loving fear from a child to a father. We're called to fear God, not hell, friends. Hell is the consequence of sin unrepented. Don't ever forget that. And don't get caught up into that little mess right there. But Scripture says, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. Not against hell, but against the Lord. Friends, my father, he's a judge. You need to understand this. And the judge of all the earth will do that which is right. He always does. 24/7. 24/7. Every second of every minute, he is judging rightly. He's a judge. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. I love that about God. Most people hate that about God. I love that about God. Because I want to be found in his son, Jesus Christ, where life is. I don't want to be outside of that. I'm like my little boys when they get out of the shower, man, they're walking around doing their thing. They're not thinking anything. They just got out of the tub. They need to get dressed. They're running around laughing. They don't know they're naked until some evil individual has to tell them they're naked. There's nothing unnormal about a little boy walking around after he gets out of the tub. And he has fun with his brothers really quick, or his mom, or his dad. They haven't been contaminated by sin yet, friends, though they've been born in it. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without your father seeing it. Whoa, I love that. Man, that means he's always got me in his sights then, doesn't it? In righteousness. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of our head. Some more than others. Bradley, Jake. Jake's going bald.
See it at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yes. He'll show, and he'll show you his right to bear arms, too.
Right.
With his t-shirt that has no sleeves on it.
I do support the right to bear arms.
1 Corinthians 13:6. Everybody gets caught up on this false sense of love. Man's fallen nature. Yes, that's what grace is for. But once we see Christ crucified, evidently set forth and crucified, and we understand what he did, we never do anything. That is the great sin killer. We do nothing to offend Christ.
That's right.
In grace. We're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. No, the grace of God is unmerited favor. Yes, indeed it is. But it's also the power to restrain from sin. Remember when we're born of God, the wicked one toucheth us not? Yeah. Be ye holy as I am holy? Yeah, you can do that by the Holy Ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost is given for. To empower you to be a witness for Jesus Christ. But Scripture tells me, Jake, that love tells your brother if there's sin upon him, we're responsible for our brother and we're to warn him to flee from the wrath to come. Because the love of Christ constrains us.
Yep.
And when go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like two blind men walking down a path, and there's a log in the middle of the path, and one person out of the two that are blind, say there's three people, one person sees. Whose responsibility is it to warn of that log? Is it one of the blind guys telling the other blind guy?
Yep.
It's impossible. He can't see it. It's the one who can see. And he has a moral obligation and a duty to his fellow man to warn him.
The end of the law, Christ fulfilled the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. Now listen to this. God gave his law because he loves. God's law,
that's right,
folks, only takes life from them that commit crimes against his law. But it preserves life to those that walk in
always
his commandments.
Preserves life
by Christ. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's the New Testament. So I want to get rid of this false, mushy, false love that America talks about today. You know, back in the day, people used to tell each other the truth, I guess, before I was here. Now they'll pull a lawsuit out against you if they're offended by it. Let me put the word offend into proper perspective for you. Offend means anything contrary to God's law, not your feelings. When I come back, I'm going to talk about New Testament love really quick and the state of resurrection by his grace. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Okay, now what I'm going to do is just hang on with me, callers, because I am going to get you up. I promise to give you the last 10 seconds. I'm totally playing. Now just hang on a second.
That's awesome.
Talking about love, and a real love, and a Christian love. Christian love is found in the resurrected state. Now, when Christ comes to us and the law drives us to the foot of the cross, that's still love. But you got to keep in mind, Jesus exemplified love constantly. When he was rebuking the Pharisees, that was love. When he told them, you're going to hell. Woe unto you means God damn you, literally. And when he was healing the woman or showing grace to a woman that was caught in adultery, that was love too. But keep in mind what he said to her. Go and sin no more. That's real grace. Once you've been given an understanding of the truth, you are now by God responsible for the truth that you've been given. You're not going to get away from it. But there's a balance in love. There's two sides of the sword of love. Sometimes it's hard. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Sometimes it's completely the opposite. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. It's that easy. Because it's love on both sides. If I'm giving, if I'm preaching the law, John Wesley used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. Man, the guy used to go, you know what he'd do is he would paint a picture while he was preaching, friends. He'd have 1,500 people following him around because he was an open-air preacher. He'd be talking about the monsters of iniquity, and then what he would do is all these people thought they were buddy-buddy with John. He would turn on him and say, the monsters of iniquity that I'm talking about is you.
Yeah.
And the power of God would fall. That's the Torah. Torah, one of the meanings of Torah means to point the finger. We are called to point the finger. And that's what preachers do. And that's what love does. Love doesn't withhold the truth. The Bible says in Romans 13, we owe no man anything, nothing. That means we owe men the truth. The truth that we have within our hearts given unto us by Christ. We don't withhold the truth. If I see a man going over the end of the cliff, I can ask this in high schools. Is it love to watch people go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? A. Or B, to get in their face and warn them before destruction? They all say B. That's right. Love warns. Love warns. Don't forget that. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness, but it rejoices in truth. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. God is good. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, that's a counterfeit love. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. I mean, I don't let my kids go run out in the middle of the street. No. My love says, no, you get over here and stay by dad. You stay under daddy's covering so you don't get hurt. That's what love does.
And you think about it. What's the first thing? Oh, there's a little kid running on the street. There's his parent there. The first thing you think of is that parent doesn't love their kid.
That's right. That's right.
How do you know? Because it's demonstrated they're not putting boundaries for their kid.
What did Jesus say in Revelations? As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So what does love exhibit? What does it exemplify? What does it say? It always holds us in what God has taught us, in holiness.
That's such a great
point. Those are the ones that went through to the promised land. What do you think the wilderness was for, friends? God wanted to know what was in your heart. The wilderness was an experience to see what was in your heart, not for you to try God. God only wanted to prove himself to those that obeyed him, and you obey because you love. Don't ever separate those two. What we hear today in the professed church is if you obey God's law, then it's legalism. Legalism in Webster's 1828, you can't find it, friends. What they're doing is they're implying that because you obey God, it's legalistic. What they're doing, folks, that's like my kids because they obey dad. My dad's legalistic. No. I love my dad, therefore I obey my dad. I see how much my dad loves me. There's a story of two little boys. One was a bad boy and one was a good boy. The little bad boy said to the good boy, let's go break windows. The good boy said to the bad boy, no, I don't want to do that. The bad boy said to the good boy, he said, but you know what? Your dad's so kind and merciful and loving. The good boy said to the bad boy, he goes, that's why I don't want to break the windows. That's an understanding of loving your father.
That's right.
You don't do the wrong thing because you see how much your daddy really loves you. And I get that. Oh, no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth one another hath fulfilled the law. You don't want me to commit adultery with your wife? Then you know what? God says practice what you preach.
Perfect law.
Govern yourself.
That's right.
And don't commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me to kill you? Then, okay, that's fine. Thou shalt not kill, then don't kill them. Thou shalt not steal. You don't want someone stealing from me? Then don't steal from them. That's love, friends. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not lie. Don't lie to others. They won't lie to you. That's love. That's the fulfilling of love. Thou shalt not covet. 10th commandment, if there be any other commandment, is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And by the way, professed church, that's Romans. That's the New Testament, not the Old Testament. How's that work out for the ignorant? Yeah? We got Chase in North Dakota, Elijah and Ahab. Are you calling me Elijah and Jake Ahab?
Okay. Just a little bit. Well, I don't know about Jake.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you better watch it there, buddy.
We got a wagon jumper here.
Oh, yeah, again, that's right. But wait a minute.
He is in North Dakota.
That's true. You on a wagon right now, Chase?
Yeah.
Not a wagon, but I might as well be the way this thing rides.
Okay.
But anyway, no, I was actually just reading about Elijah and Ahab a little while ago. And Ahab calls Elijah the troubler of Israel. He says, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And Elijah answers, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house.
That's right.
And that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, I mean, the god Baal.
Did you hear that? Yeah, did you hear that, Randall, in Florida? Did you hear that? Who was the troubler? Those that left off their father's commandments. Those that left off God's commandments. Elijah wasn't the troubler. He was a troubler to wickedness and unrighteousness and crime and to tyranny and to despotism, but he was in obedience to God, wasn't he, friends? Yes, he was. Amen.
And what's what's that quote, too? I mean, obedience to God is resistance to tyrants, or...
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson said that. John Wycliffe said that. Benjamin Franklin said that. All of our forefathers did that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And that just goes back to the preachers that they were listening to, because somebody had to teach them that, too. Like you're talking about the Black Regiment and all those guys, the Puritans of the day.
Yep.
It's like they need that firm foundation and a moral foundation in Christ, ultimately the love of God. And they do it out of love. It's not something they have to do. It's not a works of the flesh.
Amen.
Or a works of the law. Yeah. It's an opportunity for them to serve their country and their people. I mean, the people that they do love, their families.
Yep.
And ultimately Christ by sacrificing themselves, by being a living sacrifice like Christ was.
Amen.
That's all that love really is.
Amen, Chase. I got 3 minutes left, brother, from another mother. Thank you for the call. The wicked that are the troublers of a land ought to be punished. This is from Matthew Henry's commentation. The wicked that are the troublers of a land ought to be punished for the preventing and turning away of those national judgments which otherwise will be inflicted and in which even the righteous are many times involved. Proverbs 21:18, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressor for the upright. We got Dave calling from North Dakota. Whoa. Are you guys like attached at the hip there?
I guess you might be able to say that.
ER. Is this Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know, let me put this into perspective with you, Davey.
Davey.
Here, listen. You're talking to the Sons of Liberty right now.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I am so privileged that you just called in.
Oh,
I'm so thankful that you just called in, Dave.
Yeah.
So now let's go for it again. Let's show a little enthusiasm, maybe a new cup of some strength.
Some North Dakota Java?
Additives added to your coffee or Java, perhaps, yeah.
Or maybe some longevity in
Java?
Okay,
let's give it to him, all right, Jake.
All right, Dave.
All right, go ahead, Dave.
Sorry.
Yes, sir. All right. So basically what I was going to say was, what we see a lot of what's going on today in the modern church is the same thing that put Christ on the cross to begin with.
Well, let me say this, Dave, really quick. If Christ was here preaching the way that pastors preach today, he would have never been crucified.
No way.
That's what I was going to say. That's my point. And why did they stone the prophets? Because they told them the truth.
Yep.
They didn't want to hear the truth.
Conviction.
Yes.
And they spoke it to power.
And what does the Holy Ghost do? He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. And keep in mind what Brother Charles Spurgeon, my pastor, said. Though he be dead, yet he is alive in Christ. He said this. He said, the Holy Ghost never comforts a man in sin. He only convicts him. I know I left you in awe there, Dave, but you are on the radio right now. Go for it.
Yeah. So, that's...
All right. He needs a new cup of coffee. Thank you, Dave, for your phone call. We appreciate you.
What a good sport.
Yeah, what a good sport.
Yeah, it takes a lot for that call, Dave.
We appreciate that there. Maybe we can go to, I don't know, he's in North Dakota. Can't talk about pizzas. Why are we talking like we on the East Coast?
I don't know. North Dakota has nothing to do with the East Coast. You know what I mean?
I was going to talk about the prophets. Now, friends, let's do this. Jake,
you know,
go ahead and make a peel. We got a couple minutes.
I thought of being called a troubler by King Ahab is like being called ugly by a toad.
That's exactly right.
I just thought of that.
You totally ripped me off.
That was so good.
And I'm so tired of you ripping me off like that.
So good.
Folks, that was mine. That wasn't his.
Hey.
Well, that was the quickest 3 minutes ever, producer.
That was.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, be back on Monday. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.